The Gospel of the Lord. I have some really sage advice from Jesus today for who hasn't found themselves in a position, in some kind of social gathering, and perhaps even maybe not a big social gathering, banquet or party or something, but maybe just in our own minds or in our own hearts, have we realized that we're often jockeying for position? We're looking to get ahead, and not necessarily just by absolute standards or for our own good, but to get just a little bit ahead of that person next to us. Maybe have a little bit nicer car than the guy who lives next door, a little bit nicer house, or I don't know, any number of things. We can think of them ourselves. We're looking around, comparing ourselves to others, and only for something bad to befall us. So let's keep it within the context of a social gathering. You know, we've done our hair, put on our nice clothes. We go to a place and we want to find that place of honor or just be acknowledged, really, or recognized. Oh, what a pretty haircut, you know, whatever. I don't know what to say. This is why I'm celibate, right? I don't know what to say to women. You know, you've done your hair really nice. I don't know how to say it. But you guys, the married men here know how to say it, and the women know what to expect from the guys who are sitting next to them. You know, to get that recognition, and then the recognition doesn't come, and perhaps even the recognition is given to someone else. And how crestfallen we become when that happens. How what we wanted to be recognized for, we're in fact not. We get the this is 2,000 years on. We get the power of this parable. But now, what does that mean? Because it's a parable. It's not sage social advice. Jesus didn't come to give us sage social advice. He didn't come to tell us how to act at parties. This is a parable. Whenever we see a banquet in Jesus' teaching, as it would have been for any first century Jew would have heard this, the banquet is this wedding feast, the coming together of heaven and earth. This is the kingdom of God come about in our midst. And so the person who's inviting all these people to the banquet and moving people around according to their stature is God himself. And it's when we exalt ourselves that we will be humbled. And it's when we humble ourselves that we'll be exalted. Why is that? Because when we put ourselves out, when we try to exalt ourselves over others, in the sight of God, really how little can we receive? And when we humble ourselves to take up the lower station and to come before God with all humility, not to trash ourselves, but to come before God in all humility, realizing that we depend on God for everything. We need him even to draw our next breath. And how rich he has provided for us. Can we start to experience the life and the love that God has in store for us? If we come before God with pride, this is the exalting ourselves. If we come before God in pride, what can we receive from him? Pride is that disposition of heart that says, I have everything I need. And in fact, God has to recognize me for my greatness. This is the attitude, right? The disposition of heart that Jesus is addressing. How can we receive anything when we're so full of ourselves? Instead, it's when we empty ourselves that we experience not the glory that we've tried to gain by hook or by crook, but we start to experience the glory of God himself, that life fully alive. And we can say, oh, Father, do you know, humility, it's so dreary, isn't it? It's so dreary, this Christian life that we're called to. Absolutely not. Because who is it that humbles himself to be exalted but Jesus himself? This is all it is. Jesus today is inviting us, yes, to humble ourselves, to come before God, realizing our dependence on him so that we can be exalted, but he's asking us to follow him. He's asking us to follow him that we might serve those around. So this is all spiritual disposition, but now let's see where the rubber hits the road. That's a parable. The second part, he's actually telling us what to do. This second part is not a parable. I'm trying to make that as clear as I can. This second part is command, advice, whatever it may be. He's calling us to do this second part. Again, the first part's the parable, our spiritual disposition before God. The second part, I think, demonstrates to us whether or not we've taken God up, whether or not we've taken Jesus up on the invitation to live out that profound spiritual humility. He says, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, don't invite your friends or brothers, relatives or wealthy neighbors, because they can pay you back. Said rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame. Invite people who can't pay you back. That's the advice. That's how we have to live. If we in fact come before God, realizing that everything we have and everything we are comes from him, then who are we to hold on to it for ourselves?